25. El Tovar, Captain Hance.
To see the canyon only and not to see Captain John Hance is to miss half the show. That review by park visitor Chester P. Dorland in 1898 sums up the legacy of this Arizona pioneer, Grand Canyon trailblazer, and teller of tall tales.
It was hard to miss the strapping 60-year-old man with the weathered face and bushy handlebar mustache, which was as white as the winter snows dusting the North Rim. Born in 1838, John Hance came to the Grand Canyon around 1883, where he staked a claim to an asbestos mine, turned an old Havasupai path into a working trail, and built a small tent camp out near Grandview Point, making it one of the first tourist facilities on the South Rim. When asked how he made the trip out west, Hance would reply,
"In those days, there were thousands of buffalo on the Texas plains. So when I wanted to come to Arizona, I waited until I saw a herd of buffaloes that was migrating to the west. Then I climbed up into the branches of a big mesquite tree. And when a big bull buffalo passed underneath, I dropped down onto his back. And there I stayed until the herd reached Arizona 15 days later."
Hance adopted the title of Captain to give himself a bit of mystery and authority, and spent the rest of his days telling stories of the Grand Canyon to its visitors. Of course, the facts were often just a little exaggerated, and the tales usually centered around Captain Hance.
"Well, in my garden down here at the El Tovar, I have a lot of sweet corn. Oh, I love sweet corn. Well, so did this prairie dog. And this prairie dog was always in my garden trying to eat this corn. So I decided one day I was going to have to put an end to it. So I started chasing after the prairie dog. Well, the prairie dog does what a prairie dog always does. He ran down into his hole and figured he'd be safe there. But I wasn't letting him off that easy. I started digging after the prairie dog. Well, the prairie dog started digging to get away from me, so I kept a-digging, and the prairie dog kept a-digging, and we're both just digging away fast and furious. The next thing I knew, I looked up, and there was the Grand Canyon."
John Hance died in 1919, the same year his beloved Grand Canyon became a national park and was the first person to be buried in Grand Canyon Pioneer Cemetery.